So sacrifice. I want us to look at the issue of sacrifice this morning as we come into this Remembrance Sunday. And it's at the heart of remembrance. Sacrifice is also at the heart of the Christian message and is the theme of God's unparalleled sacrifice for humanity. For he gave of his only Son for you and for me. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the start of World War I, as marked on our new banner behind me, which I'm sure you will agree is amazing. And during World War I and in every other war, sacrifice were made and are being made on many levels. Individuals, families, communities, and nationally, all affected. In both world wars, the whole country made sacrifices for the benefit of the cause. People in our society today still make sacrifices for the benefit of our community, for the benefit of our society, for the benefit of this country of ours, or for the benefit of others around the world. Each of you in some way will have made a sacrifice in your life, in some shape or form. You will have given something up, and hopefully you'll have done that willingly. Other times you'll have made a sacrifice because there was no other way of going about it. But people today sacrifice their time, energy, finance, and resource, and still, sadly, even today, their lives, whether as members of the armed forces, through their work, or as volunteers, trying to bring relief and hope in desperate situations, and their loved ones also pay the price. Just in the news recently, we know of British people who have gone to help others in places like Syria, who, despite being there on a charitable basis, have lost their lives because other people think it's their right to take their life from them. But as I just mentioned, we're focusing partly on World War I today. And so, for example, the story of Amy Beachy, who lost 5 sons during the First World War. Her sacrifice as a mother was great. 5 sons killed and a 6th disabled for life. However, despite her great pride in her sons, she was a very reluctant heroine. On receiving an honour from Queen Mary, she said, "It was no sacrifice, Mom. I did not give them willingly." As Christians, we believe in a God whose nature is one of sacrifice. As people created in his image, there's something of that sacrificial nature that is embedded deep within each and every one of us. That's why we see such acts of heroism, that we see bravery and sacrifice being made in our society and around the world. Because part of who we are is in the image of a God who at the heart of him is sacrifice. That he was willing to give of the one he loved for us. And within us is that same act of sacrifice deep within our nature. However, sin has polluted creation. Sin is anything that removes us or takes our focus off God, or makes us think of things that are higher than God when there is nothing higher than God. And so we see atrocities happen around the world, even today. We see things happening on a daily basis that constantly take our eyes off God or ask the question, why? Why does God allow this to happen? But Jesus left his followers with a task: to be people who model his ministry, seeking first his kingdom and helping to stamp out the darkness and the evil that's in our world. He called us to be salt and to be light, to stop the rot and shine his light on a better way for us all to live. The English philosopher Edmund Burke said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." We are called to lay down our lives for others, as Louise read from John 15:13. And sacrifice can come in many forms and doesn't necessarily lead to our death, but will always come at some cost. Are we willing to make that sacrifice? Reverend Jeffrey Studdart Kennedy, there's a name for you, was an Anglican priest who volunteered as a chaplain during World War I. A man whose support for ordinary soldiers was unique. He was known for handing out Woodbine cigarettes to the troops and ended up getting this nickname, which was with him long after was with him for the rest of his life, Woodbine Willie. Why Woodbine Willie, I do not know, but you will find him in those booklets that you have received on your chair today. I'm just going to share a little bit more about his story. His willingness to be alongside the troops on the front line and even over the top caused him to quickly rise in popularity amongst the troops. During the war, if he wasn't spending time with the troops on the front line or preaching, Father Jeffrey was attending the wounded or burying the dead. He was awarded the Military Cross in 1917 for running into no man's land to help the wounded. After the war, he pushed for the church and Christianity to be at the center of a recovering war-torn Britain. In the middle of 1917, Father Jeffrey was posted to the Messines. The ridge had to be taken before the Allies could then take the nearby strategically placed town of Ypres. He was also posted to the front line of the Somme. And he always made sure he was alongside the regular soldiers as often as possible. He shared their meals. He told them jokes. And he led them in singing. When he was asked questions about religion, he tried to answer them in a language which could be understood by the troops. He did not call the men to pray, but if any asked for it, he was pleased to do so, usually asking God to look after their families back home. Above all, he ensured he was always present when the men prepared to go over the top. Inevitably, he distributed the woodbines that he was famous for. When the whistle blew for the advance, he was in the midst. Once over the top, men usually faced bullets and shells, with many mown down, and then he sought the wounded and the dying. The wounded that he found, he often dragged them out of the mud, got onto a stretcher, and pulled them to the first aid post, all the time ducking shells as they went. Sometimes he had to drag the stretchers through flooded trenches. At times, he lay on his belly as he attempted to comfort the dying. After the fighting ceased, he would return to the makeshift hospital to remain with the badly wounded or to hold a man down as a doctor operated on him without anesthetic. Often going without sleep, often going with little food, so he could always be there for the boys. After the fighting, he gathered a few volunteers and buried as many of the dead as could be found. But he was still not finished. As soon as possible, he wrote a personal letter to the relatives of the dead. During this time, all kinds of thoughts ran through his mind, and in the lulls between fighting, he wrote them down. You can find, I think, possibly in that booklet, some of his writings. And if you go onto the website that's in that booklet, you can read some of the poems that he wrote. Because at first, when he first started out, he was all for the war. But as time went by and he struggled with his faith and where God was in the midst of it all, he realized that war saw no victory. That there was only victory in Jesus. Father Jeffrey's actions on the evening of June the 15th, 1917, would later see him awarded the Military Cross. The official note of his award was published in the London Gazette on the 16th of August, 1917, and later in the London Times. It stated, "For conspicuous gallantry and devotion to duty, he showed the greatest courage and disregard for his own safety in attending the wounded under heavy fire. He searched shell holes for our own and enemy wounded, assisting them to the dressing station, and his cheerfulness and endurance had a splendid effect upon all ranks in the frontline trenches, which he constantly visited." If we are to be followers of Jesus, examples of who Jesus is and what he's done for us, we should be laying our lives down daily for others, at home, at work, and in our communities. Doing it in a nature that actually shows it's part of our worship, part of who we are in Christ. Going the extra mile, above and beyond, over the top if necessary, walking with those in need, taking up our cross daily, and following Jesus' example, as we saw in Isaiah 53. There are many ways that the transforming message of the gospel can be shown in our world. Having heard the story of Woodbine Willie, one man who made such an impact on those around him, how much are you prepared to pay as you lay down your life to serve others? Given an opportunity to put the needs of others first, even people that you don't know and may never meet, how do you respond? What stops you from stepping out and taking risks of making a sacrifice for others? Are there any areas in your life that you still hold on to and are scared to hand over to God and say, "Your will, not mine"? God is a God of love. He showed that through Jesus. Whatever we have here on earth is temporary. He calls us to seek him, to make his kingdom known here on earth today. He has paid the price. What price are you willing to pay so that others may know that their treasure is in heaven? Let us be people who seek first the kingdom of God and not our own interests. As we remember today those who gave of their all, they gave their freedom and so many times, sadly, their lives for us. What will you give today? What is God calling you to today? First and foremost, God wants you. The battle cry today is, "Come to me, all who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest." You can know his peace today because he gave his son willingly as a sacrifice to you. Amy Beachy said, "It was no sacrifice. I did not give them willingly." God says, "I gave my son willingly for you. Will you accept him?" Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, we thank you for the bravery of those who have fought the fight, even to the ultimate sacrifice of giving their lives for our nation. You led by your own example, demonstrating that greater love means to put your life on the line for your friends. Real love in sacrifice means that we are your friends when we do the things you command us. You taught us to love one another. We honor those who have gone before us in the laying down of their lives. May we always remember them. May we too who willingly sacrifice of ourselves for those in need. And we ask this in the mighty and victorious name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.